So this morning, like I said in the hosting, we're looking at the armour of God, and in particular, I'm going to be focusing this morning on taking your stand. So if we can have the scripture up, the Ephesians 6, 10 to 11. There we go. So this is the scripture that everything is going to be geared towards this morning, and this is going to point us to Christ, it's going to point us to what he's done for us, and it's going to point us to understanding for ourselves what it is we need to do to put on the armour of God in order to be able to live out this Christian life that we've signed up to the day we decided to follow Christ and believe in him and invite him into our lives. The book of Ephesians is one of the prison letters, one of Paul's prison letters. So he does use the metaphor of a Roman soldier. He would have been around Roman soldiers actually a lot while he was writing these letters, because they would have actually been guarding him. So if chapter 6 is the last in the letter, and 1 to 3 is focusing on the gospel and the good news, and then 4 to 6 is looking at how, as believers, we live our lives. So there are instructions for living in chapters 4 and 5. And then I love this bit where it just says, so finally, so after all this, after all this talk of the gospel, after all this talk of how we're to live this Christian life, Paul says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. So he's finishing it up with this, because what he's actually saying to us is that he's saying to us a couple of things, but he's just been telling us about how we're going to be able to live as Christians, what we need to do, how people are going to know that we're Christians. Because remember, we put on a new garment when we gave our lives to Christ. The old man and woman is gone, and the new creation, as is your being like Jesus, is now here, and we're robed in his righteousness. And so actually, in order for us to do this, we need him. We can't do it in our own strength. In our own strength, we cannot do and be the way that Christ wants us to be, because in our natural, we will sometimes choose the wrong thing. We'll choose being unkind to someone rather than being kind. We'll choose the opposite of what God wants. But what he's actually telling us here too is that this full armor of God, it's letting us know that actually there has been a battle. There has been a battle. We've been singing about it this morning. There has been a battle between the evil. Call it what you will. You can call it Satan, you can call it the devil, you can call it evil. But the evil, the powers, the principalities that are against everything good and against God and against Jesus. He's letting us know that we're now that we've actually accepted Christ as our Lord, we've actually kind of like stepped into this area where we're going to be open for attack from the enemy unless we know how to protect ourselves. And actually, if we try to do that in our own strength, we're history. But we do it in the strength that Christ secured for us when he died on the cross, when he made a public spectacle of the enemy, where he then died, was in the ground, was in the grave for 3 days, and then he rose again. His resurrection, that's the power that we live in to be able to live out this Christian life. So we can actually, it does mean that we have really become a target for the enemy, especially if we are trying to take ground in our own lives in terms of changing things in our lives that we know that are contrary to what God wants for us, and the name for that is sin. When we try to overcome our sin through the blood of the Lamb, which we can because he's cleansed us of all unrighteousness, we have an enemy that doesn't want us, A, first of all, to know that. So actually, it's really important. Some of you might be a little bit surprised this morning and think, well, I didn't know that I'd signed up for that when I became a Christian. If you're a new Christian, then I can see that maybe you would be thinking that. But actually, That is part of it. That is part of it. But we don't walk this Christian life alone. We do it with the help of God himself. And he has given us this armor to help us. So what we've done, when we've chosen Christ, we've moved out of the domain of death into life. We've moved out of darkness, where we didn't know about God and we were just doing the things that we always do and carrying on with our sin, etc., because we didn't know it was wrong and we didn't know that there was a God that had paid the price for us. But then when we know, we come over into the light, okay? And then also, over here, when we don't know Christ, we're actually held captive. We're held captive in our way of living. We're held captive in certain sins. We're held captive in our thoughts. We have our own way of thinking and how we're going to do life. Thank you very much. But when we accept Christ as our Savior, we then cross over into freedom. Okay? I was hoping I might get a bit more than that, actually. Freedom. So Christ has dealt with all this. He's put him under his feet, as we've talked about, well, as we've sung about, and we're now, he has the victory. So the good news is, there's some good news for you this morning. Christ has already won this battle. He has the victory. It's been done once and for all. It is finished. And what we need to do is walk in it. But we can't walk in it without him. Okay, so this is why this thing about the armor is so important. Also, we can sometimes think, when we think of a battle or enemies, we can think that it's sort of like people or flesh and blood, things that we can see. But in 1 Peter 5:8, we hear it says, in Paul, it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Now, you and I, because of all the access that we have now to what's going on in the world through social media, etc., we all know that there is great evil on the earth. We know that, right? We know that, right? We see children, women and men being trafficked, you know, in the sex trade. We see that. We see that happening. It's actually probably happening, I know it is, from what we did with A22 on our own doorsteps. There is great evil going on. There is poverty everywhere. There is oppression where people are being kept down and they're kept in darkness, because that is the goal of the enemy, that as little people as possible would know and hear the gospel and respond to it and then live and walk in the strength of Jesus Christ. So this is no ordinary battle. I wanted to do my Marks and Spencer's ladies voice then. You know, where she says, this is no ordinary bottle of red wine. This is no ordinary battle. This battle has been won, and it's been won by Jesus Christ, and he's who we're following. And so as followers of Christ, we want to be equipped for this journey, right? Okay, so get ready, be prepared, because you guys, over the coming weeks, God is wanting to equip you to deal with the things that perhaps you've struggled with, equip you to understand who you are in Christ, equip you to understand that you can have the mind of Christ. You don't have to just always be thinking your awful thoughts that are negative. You can have the mind of Christ. He's given us everything that we need in Christ to walk this walk, not just talk it, but to walk it and live it. I love that. Can you tell? Okay. So, how do we prepare for this? This is like Paul telling us to be prepared, and this is how we can prepare ourselves. So I'm not going to focus on a specific piece of armor today because I don't have the time. Okay? I would love to, but I don't have the time. But what I have done is I've just written down this is for my benefit really, mainly, not really yours, sorry about that, but you probably won't even be able to see my writing, but for me, it's easier to see it on this. So what is this armor that Paul is telling us to put on, this armor of God? What is it that we need to be strong, to stand strong, not to give any more ground to the enemy in our individual lives and in our church corporate life as the body of Christ? You know, Jesus said that the enemy will try to he said that the gates of hell will not prevail against the body of Christ. And we need to walk in that and believe that too, because I think sometimes we walk around as if we don't know what the victory is, and we don't know that we have the victory. And we always have the victory in Christ Jesus, because he's done that for us. He's won it for us. So here's this armor. We need this armor to help us hold our ground and to strengthen us as we continue in our faith. Fight the good fight of faith. So, here we go. So, he talks about the belt of truth. And so, all these things here that he would have seen on the Roman soldiers are actually visible pieces of armor. Now, we don't get visible pieces of kit, okay? No one else sees our army and sees our armor unless they're kind of like able to see. Okay? And the Holy Spirit helps us to see. So, truth is our piece of kit. One of our pieces, one of the weapons that he's given to us is truth. And when we say truth, we don't mean my truth or your truth or anyone's truth. We're talking about God's truth, the gospel truth. And so, here's the visible, here's the invisible, even though you will be able to see it in action. Here's the invisible. The attack is that the enemy, the devil, look, Jesus came to bring us life so that we could have it in the full. He came to do that. But the enemy came to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. So his tactic is those things. He wants to rob us of the truth. He wants to fill our head with lies. And actually, sometimes his lies can sound like the truth if you don't know what the truth is. Okay, and even if you haven't got time to do this today, maybe, well, I haven't, but if with Jesus in his temptations in the wilderness with the devil, he used the truth of God's word and he manipulated it to even try with Jesus to get him to do certain things. Okay, so we need to know the truth. Okay, so we need to know that, but someone else is going to talk about that. He gives us a breastplate. Now, a breastplate covers our breast, our heart, where our internal organs are, because, you know, he will try and mess with our hearts, but because of the righteousness of Christ, it's Christ's righteousness that we stand in. We are okay, but we need to know that he will attack our hearts, our emotions, our self-worth, but we need to trust God's righteousness because it does protect us and he approves us of us. He loves us and sent his son to die for us. So he will try to have a heyday with you if you don't know who you are in Christ and what he's done for you. So if you don't know that, you need to get help to find that out, okay? Within your group, you're going to be able to study this over the next few weeks. Footwear, the shoes, they represent someone who is ready to spread the gospel, that we're always prepared to give an account for the good news that we have and live by, okay? But the enemy, actually, I find that this is an area that I believe that quite a lot of believers struggle with. The enemy wants to convince us that telling others is a worthless and hopeless task, that maybe somebody else would do it. The task is too big and negative responses are too much to handle. But our footwear, us knowing the gospel to start with and relying on God's strength and relying on his spirit, it motivates us to proclaim the good news that everyone wants and needs to hear. Then we have the shield, which is the shield of faith. Faith in what? Not faith in ourselves. Faith in God. Faith in him. Just knowing that whatever circumstances come your way, having faith that you know that you're going to make it through those circumstances because you have the victory in Christ. So he attacks in the form of insults, setbacks, and temptations. But the shield of faith protects us from the flaming arrows. With God's help, we can see beyond our circumstances and know that victory is ours. I want you all to say victory. If you believe in Christ this morning, I want you to say victory is ours. And actually, if you don't believe in him, then I'm believing that you will today, okay? Helmet of salvation. Okay, the helmet protects our heads. He wants us to doubt God. Did God really say that to you? Do you really think you can do that, you? Have you forgotten who you used to be? He wants us to doubt God. He wants us to doubt Jesus. And he wants us to doubt our salvation. Am I really saved because my life isn't like how I thought it might be? He protects our minds from doubting God's saving work for us. The sword, the spirit, the word of God. Now, all these other pieces of armor are really defensive, even though, because I am a bit naughty, as you all know. But I was thinking, if I was in a real flesh and blood battle and I had a shield, I would use it offensively as well as defensively. Anyone else with me? Anyone else with me? Because I would want to survive, okay? But we're not talking about that. I'm not that person anymore. That's not how I do things, okay? Well, it's not how I've ever done things, just in my head if I'm watching a movie that does that sort of thing. Okay, but this one here, the sword, it represents the spirit, the word of God. Now this one, I believe we can use, it is actually more of an offensive weapon rather than a defensive one, but I believe that we can use it both. I think that there is no harm ever in speaking the word of God unless you're using it to manipulate and control someone else, okay? But speaking out the word of God, it speaks into this spiritual realm, you see, that we can't see. As we've done our worship this morning and we've been declaring all these truths about Jesus, we're protected in here. I'm telling you that right now. We're protected because we're putting on our armor. We're speaking out the truth of God and Jesus. So there are going to be times when we need to take the offense against our enemy. And when we are tempted, we need to trust in the truth of God's word. We can be tempted in ways, and let's face it, we're all going to be tempted. All of us will have a weakness, or two, or three. We'll be weak in some of these areas. So today, we need to perhaps take a stand today to say that we are going to hold our position. We're going to hold the ground that we have, and we're going to trust in Jesus and accept and use these weapons to make sure that we can live in the victory that he's paid the price for. The battle has already been won. Okay, let me get back over here a minute. So, Paul wrote in his letters, so Paul instructs the Ephesians to dress for battle because the battle is real and ongoing one, and an ongoing one. The evil one has been defeated, but he's still prowling around like a lion seeking who he can devour. And actually, he will generally go for our weaknesses. That would be an easy way in for him. He would love to isolate us, because when we're isolated, when we're on our own, we're not so good. You know, a one-man battle, it doesn't always work, does it? Apart from the one that is Jesus. Okay, so he's not going down without a fight. To withstand these attacks, we must depend on God's strength and use every single piece of armor. And this instruction is not just to the body of Christ as a whole, but to all individuals who belong to Christ. And Paul is actually telling us here that we are equipped. It's not be equipped, or we are already equipped. We just need to know the equipment that we have and how to use it. And we can hold our ground in the strength of God by putting on the armor he has given us. So, putting it on. As I've been speaking and just going through the different bits of the armor, is there anything that has stood out for you that you perhaps need to put on this morning. You need the whole armor, don't get me wrong. If you've got the whole armor and you put it on, but in the way that he's saying putting it on, you know, like this morning, I went into the wardrobe. I'd already planned last night what I was going to wear to church. Something did go a bit wrong, but I'm not going to talk about that up here, but something did go a bit wrong. Okay, so I'm not dressed in the way that I thought I was going to be dressed this morning. But don't worry, because I have my armor on. That's my real clothing, my righteousness in Christ. I have my armor on. Paul talks about putting the armor on. So we need to choose to put it on. But I was kind of thinking about this, and I thought, well, actually, the thing with this is, though, don't take it off. Even at night time, don't take it off. It's not your clothing where you choose, well, today I'll wear salvation really well. I'm going to wear it really well. I know I'm saved. And then you might get something coming at you where you needed the sword of the Spirit, or you might have needed your faith because someone was questioning your faith and challenging you on your faith. Or there was something that you didn't know about your faith, and so there was a way in. So put the whole armor on and don't take it off. As you sleep, so how do you do this? How do you do this? How do you put it on? You just do, but you need to know how to use it. So I just want to ask you this morning, where do you feel you are weak? Just have a little think about that. And whenever you're weak, whenever I feel weak, which is very often, I always say, when I'm weak, he is strong. He is my strength. He's my shield. He's my sword. He's my everything. You need to know God's word, for starters. You need to be reading your Bibles, and you need to be reading it with others too, because we discern truth together. How easy or difficult do you find it to stand firm? What areas do you find most difficult? I've recently started running. I know, I can't believe it. I have. I've done the couch to 5K and I've nearly finished. So I'm now running for like 28 minutes at a time. I didn't really need any, you know, I don't really. But I can't believe that I've done it. But I run by myself because I don't want anyone to see me, for goodness sake, huffing and puffing, okay? But God's been speaking to, it's been great because I've had like 35 minutes to just be me outside running across the fields and, well, walking and running and walking and running and then running. And just being able to hear from God and see things that remind me of God and stuff like that. And where I run down this farm track, okay? But obviously down the bottom of this farm track, there is a farm. So there's this little hump in the road. Well, the path, it's not really a road. And when I get there, that's my turning back point. And I turn back from there because if I cross over there and go just a little bit further down here, where they'll let the dogs out. And they've got big dogs, you know, they've got guard dogs, Alsatians, blah, blah, blah. So when I'm running along, I always make sure that when I get to there, I turn and go back. And sometimes I think we open ourselves up to attacks from the enemy because we go into territory that we know is not going to do us any good. And actually, I'm really feeling this because it's really dark over here. It's dark. I didn't expect that to happen, but it is so dark. And I think sometimes then we're able to be taken captive again, and then we struggle with stuff, and it's just really hard to break free. And I want to tell you this morning that you can break free of anything that is holding you down in the blood of Jesus Christ and the victory that he secured for you on that cross in his death and in his resurrection. So if there's something that you're struggling with, that you've been struggling with for ages, and you just do not know how to break free, you do today. Because when we don't know, we can't do anything about it, right? And that is his plan too, to blindfold us and so that we just don't know, so that we stay in the dark. But no, he gives us the strength so that when we fit, oh, I'm going back this way. That's probably as fast as I run, actually. Okay, enough of that. But do you see what I'm saying? How important it is that you put on your armor. So putting on your armor, and it's we need to hold firm, we need to hold where we are. We need to hold to what we believe in. We need to hold to the truth. We need to hold our peace. We need to hold our salvation. We just need to hold it so that we can stand. Because do you know what? When you stand, also yesterday when I was running, the wind was against me. And I was like, oh gosh, it's going to be even more difficult than it usually is, right? Trying to run. But what I found was that there was something in me that made me just keep running at the same speed. And I even shocked myself. But let me tell you that there's something in you, the Holy Spirit, when you believe in Christ, that when you think you can't do something and when something is coming against you, you can still stand and you can still keep going in your walk with Christ. So many times we allow the enemy to disable us and stop us in our tracks. Don't allow that to happen. Use the armor. Keep coming every week so that you can hear about all the different bits. We're choosing that which has already been given to us. Using the full armor gives us complete protection. But the enemy will try to attack when we are weak, vulnerable, and tired. And he will try to wear us out so that we give up. Don't give up. Hold your ground. Take your stand and fight the good fight of faith.